各位朋友弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
我们很感谢主的早上让我们有机会在这里聚集。
We really praise the Lord that He gave us this opportunity to gather here today.
我今天早上要在这里分享我所认识的这位主。
This morning, I would like to take the time to share with you about the Jesus that I know.
我相信每一天在生活里，我们无论做什么事或什么决定，我们都有一个目的在那里驱使。
I believe everything we do in our daily life, it was done with a purpose.
像今天早晨，早晨起来，大家一定有吃早饭。
For instance, when you got up this morning, I'm sure you took your breakfast.
吃早饭目的是为了给我们今天一天有力量。
So that you might be strengthened throughout the day.
那我们出门开车，我们一定有一个目的地。
When you go out and get in that car, you must have a certain destination.
明天早晨我们上班的上班，上学的上学。
Tomorrow morning, when we rise up and go, some went to work, some goes to school.
我们做这些事呢，都是有一个目的在那里驱使我们。
Everything we do, we're driven by a purpose.
或者说我们做事情没有目的的话，
If we do things without a purpose,
常常我们会觉得很乏味。
You might feel that it's very boring.
常常觉得没有方向。
Or without a purpose.
甚至觉得很虚空。
Or it is so empty.
所以对一个人来说，有目的而生活是很重要的。
Therefore it is vital that we live with a purpose.
曾经有一个很有名的牧师，他是在南加州最大的教会的牧师。
Once there was this pastor who was heading a greatest church in Southern California.
他曾说一个没有清楚目的的人，
He said that one who is without a clear goal in life,
他会一直改变他的方向，
will constantly turn and toss about,
甚至改变他的工作，
he might change his job constantly,
改变他的人际关系，
or change his interpersonal relationship,
不断的改变，
constant change.
那他的目的就是希望每一次有一点改变的时候，
with the hope that once he make a certain change,
他能够为他这个混乱不安的生活带来一点安定的力量，
that somehow a certain stability will be installed in his chaotic life,
或者填满他心中那个虚空，
or somehow this void that is in his heart may be filled.
他说人生最大的悲剧不是死亡，
the greatest tragedy of life is not death,
而是生活没有目的，
it is a purposeless life.
亲爱的朋友，今天早晨我们要彼此问我们生命的意义目的是什么。
This morning I would like to raise this question in your heart, what is the purpose of your life?
我从小出生在一个基督教的家庭。
Ever since my childhood, I was born and raised in a Christian family.
我父母都带我们信主。
My parents were Christians.
在我很小的时候呢，我对神的观念呢，就好像那个读中国小说那个玉皇大帝与我们的关系。
In my little mind, I picture God as this grand emperor that sits somewhere up high.
他每天呢就监督我的行为，要我乖乖的生活，做个好孩子。
Every day he's monitoring my every single move to make sure I was a good kid.
所以呢，当我生活中有急需的时候呢，我就可以借着祷告，像打个电报去跟他要求。
When there is an emergency or an urgent need in my life, I will send a telegram to him and make a request.
那我的神呢，就会来帮助我。
And that mighty God will come to my rescue.
所以我对神呢，认识呢，以及他的关系呢，就是仅止于此。
And that is the extent of my knowledge of this God.
那我记得在我九岁的时候，有天早晨。
I remember once when I was 9 years old in the morning.
我坐在我家门前的台阶上晒太阳。
I was sitting at the footsteps of my house and sunbathing.
暖暖的冬阳晒在身上是很舒服的。
It feels so warm and comfortable.
那我这个小脑袋呢，说实在，现在回想起来，真的是神的恩典，哪里懂这些事情。
In my little mind, as I look back right now, I thought it was the grace of God that that day I had certain thoughts.
那天我居然开始思想说，我所有限的认识的里面，许多古今中外伟大的人物。
I was there meditating about all these great giants or famous people throughout the ages.
我想到他们的成就。
And their great accomplishments.
他们的贡献。
Their contributions to this world.
他们的丰功伟业。
All their great success.
越想越高兴。
The more I thought about it, the more elated I became.
但是突然呢，我发现一件事情。
And suddenly, I came to the realization.
我想不管哪一位伟人，他们至终都要死去。
That no matter how great they once were, they all died.
就无论他做了多大的事情，他碰到死亡的时候，一切都要突然停止。
It's like no matter how much they have accomplished, once they reach the point of death, that they will come to a screeching halt.
等他们死后，无论世界上发生什么事，即使是他们有能力能解决的，他们也再也不能出来做什么。
Once they pass younger, whatever happens in this world, even though they were capable of solving, they can never return and try to do anything about it.
这个一个人的生命就好像在那个无限的时间的这个线上，只像一个小小的点。一出来就不见了。
And the lifespan of a man, in the interim of an infinite timeline, it was just like a little tiny dot appeared for just a little while and no longer exists.
不管人类历史怎么样继续，这个人再也不能回来了。
No matter how the human history progresses on, one who passed away can never come back.
那个时候我想着想着就觉得说人生真是没有意思。
As I was pondering about that, I felt life was so meaningless.
我印象很深刻，我虽然晒着太阳，但是有一股寒意从我的背景里缓缓上升。
I remember very clearly upon that thought, I felt such a chill on my body.
那我一个人坐那里呢，也没有答案。
And there was just no answer to my question.
然后马上就要去上下午班了，上学了。
And I was about to go to school that afternoon.
所以呢，我就给自己一个临时的答案。
So I gave myself some sort of answer in my little mind.
我想，既然人生是出来结束就不再复返的话，那我总是要今生好好做人。
So I thought, if since life is an irrevocable process, I'm going to do my best to be the best person I could be.
尽量尽我的能力成功有贡献。
I'll give it my all to succeed and accomplish a lot.
所以当我离开这个世界的时候呢，还有人也许因着我的贡献记得我。
So that when I part from this world, I will leave some legacy behind and I'll be remembered.
或者因着我曾经出过名呢，还记得我。
Or people will remember me because I was once famous.
那就是我的决定。
And that was my decision.
说实在，我心里一点都不满意这个决定。
I wasn't really pleased with that decision.
但是好像我也没有别的办法。
But I had no better solution than that.
就是因着这个决定呢，驱策着我，虽然呢不是一个很聪明的孩子，从来也不敢在学业上放松。
Because of that particular decision I made that day, I tried real hard academically.
那终于呢过五关斩六将进入了大学。
Through numerous exams, I finally made it into college.
那我那时候进的是国立政治大学，是将当时在台湾是相当不错的大学。
And I made it into a pretty good college called National 政治 University.
那当我进去之后呢，别人都说台湾的大学是铁做的大门，豆腐做的后门。
The sayings have it that universities in Taiwan all have an iron gate that's really hard to get in, but it all has a tofu back door, real easy to get out.
所以一般的风气呢，就是你进去之后呢，就可以玩四年，等着毕业。
In other words, once you made it in there, you can play for 4 years and just wait happily for your graduation.
但是因为我从小有这个想法之后呢，我进了大学也不敢放松。
But since I had resolute that I am going to be the best I can be, so I did not slack off in college.
所以我常常都在图书馆里念书，然后学业成绩都非常优秀。
And I excelled academically because I put in a lot of hours in the library.
我要再三强调，我不是一个聪明的孩子，但是呢，是主的恩典让我为了要认识他，所以主恩待了我。
I want to make it clear to you, I'm really not a very bright person, but the Lord had a lot of grace on me.
他让我在学业上成功。
And he enabled me to do very well in school.
我从大学一年级就在班上呢，因为人缘很好，就当选班代表，办各种的活动。
As a freshman, I was the leader of my class and in charge of a lot of activities.
然后系上常常派我出去参加很多的竞赛。
And I was sent out a lot of times to different competitions.
无论文的五个都送我去。
Whether it's academic or it is sports, I was oftentimes elected.
演讲比赛、辩论比赛都送我去。
Whether it's a poetry or debate or any sporty activities, I was oftentimes the one picked out.
最滑稽是校运上送我去掷铅球、掷标枪。
And the funny thing about it is I was even elected to go and throw spears and those lead balls.
但是因为神的恩典，我每一次几乎都抱个奖牌回来的。
By the grace of God, somehow I always was able to come back with a trophy of some kind.
那个时候呢，我的家境算是中上。
I was raised in a middle class family.
那我的父亲因为去美国做过一年的客座教授，所以思想很开放。
My dad, who had been an exchange professor in Arizona, has a very open mind.
所以我一十八岁的时候，他就说你去考驾照。
When I turned 18, he said, go get your driver's license.
啊，并且家里有一个车子让我开到学校去。
And we had an Austin at home, and he let me drive that car to school.
在那个年代，全校开车的学生是你两只手可以数得出来有多少。
During those old days, in the whole school, maybe there were less than 10 people that has a car.
所以呢，我常常很不好意思开车进到校园的时候，我就停在很远的。 在巷子里，然后走到学校里去。
And I was embarrassed about driving such a nice car to school, so I was parked blocks away and walked to the campus.
所以你说，就一个大学生的生活来说，我今可以说是应有尽有。
Well, compared to most other college kids, I feel that I really had everything I could ever ask for.
好像是一个很成功、很好的小孩子。
Outwardly, I had all the success.
我就记得有一天我办完系上的活动走在校园里的时候
I remember one day at the conclusion of a class activity and I was walking on campus
正是黄昏的时候夕阳西下十分的美丽
And I look at the sunset that was so beautiful at the time
但是我心里却觉得无比的虚空
Somehow this emptiness just surges in me
那个虚空那么大叫我觉得很痛苦
It was so vast and deep, and it really saddened my heart.
我觉得如果人生就是这样
and I kept thinking, if this is what life is about,
就是一直的不断的成功，在学校学校学业成功，出去在社会上工作成功。
You just strive after one success after another, even had made it well in the society.
叫我物质上都没有缺乏。
And even if I had everything I ever wanted to have material-wise,
还有我有许多的朋友那样的喜爱我。
And have all the popularity that I could gain from my friends.
那成功这个滋味一点都不能让我满足。
But after I have all that, somehow, why is it I'm still not satisfied?
我想如果我这一辈子就是要照这个模式活下去，那太没有意义了。
And I said to myself, if this is going to be the pattern of my life, how meaningless that is.
那我心里在虚空到了极点的时候，我不晓得为什么我突然就想起我的神。
As I was feeling so empty deep within, suddenly I thought about God.
所以我就突然抬起头对着天空说，我说神啊，若真有你。我要认识你。
And I looked up and said, God, if there really is you, let me know you.
其实我怎么知道神有答案呢？我只是觉得我必须要转向他，寻求一个答案。
I just felt somehow I need to turn to a higher being and try to find a better answer.
但是感谢神，他真是我们的答案。
Thank God, truly, he is the answer to all our questions.
因为他创造了我们。
For he has created us.
我们是为着他而造的。
We are created.For him,
为着他荣耀的旨意被造而有的
For a glorious purpose that he has in mind.
所以讲起生命的目的和意义的时候，只有神有答案。
When it comes to the meaning of life, only God holds the answer.
因此半年之内呢，神好像听见了我这个呼求的祷告，就在我的环境中做了大的转变。
Therefore, within 6 months, it's like God answered my prayer. So many things got turned around in my life.
我们全家我们家决定要开始移民到美国。
First of all, my family made a decision to come to the States.
所以呢，我的母亲呢就先到美国来开了一个冰淇淋店。
And my mother came here and opened up an ice cream shop.
那半年之内呢，我和我妹妹就一起移民到了美国，跟母亲住在一起。
Afterwards, I came with my younger sister and we lived with my mother.
在这个时节开始呢，生活中都不一样了。
During that time, life was so different.
以前中上富裕的环境呢，现在是花一块美金就等于40块台币。
I used to live in such a sheltered and comfortable environment, but now the currency exchange from Taiwan dollar to US is 40 to 1.
那在冰淇淋店里工作，因为我们不安这个当地的文化哈，所以生意真的是不好。
And during those days when we owned the ice cream shop, because we're not really familiar with this American culture, we didn't quite know how to do it well, and the business was doing very poorly.
有的时候我们一天才赚不到20块总收入。
Sometimes after a whole day of labor, we made less than $20.
那连房租都不够付了。
We couldn't even pay the lease.
不要说我们这些免费劳工
，let alone all these free laborers like us.
常常为了省钱呢，肚子饿呢，就吃一条冰淇淋。
But sometimes because we didn't want to spend our money, so whenever we're hungry, we just eat a scoop of ice cream.
等到晚上9点说10点回到家，再煮饭，再做菜，再吃一天的饭。
Until we close up the shop after 9 p.m., we go home and cook.
所以胖的也很快。
And so I gained a lot of weight.
那另外一方面呢，我因为转学到美国来继续大学的学业，我就申请进入加州的州立大学。
On the other hand, because I have now come to the States and I try to apply for American college.
那我这个人从来学业上好像没有遇到太大的障碍的，结果居然考托福呢，考了一个547分。
All along in the past, I seem to do so well academically, but somehow on my TOEFL exam, I only had 547.
因为我们在政大的时候，大一这个英文会考是全校一年级生一起考英文。
I remember when I was taking the exam in Chanji University, among all the freshmen,
那全校只有我一个人考90分。
I scored the highest at 90.
所以我对英文一向是还蛮有一点把握的。
So I thought my English is really good.
结果没有想到呢，这个入学这个标准是550分。
To my total surprise, the admission criteria
其实不高
is 550 for the TOEFL scores. It really isn't that high.
但是我考了一个547分。
And I came 3 points short.
那我就去商学院找了那个统计系的系主任。
So I went and talked to the dean of the business school.
那他看了我的成绩单，还有我商学院院长写的推荐信。
Upon review of my transcript and recommendation letters,
他就说，他三分没关系，我保你进我的系。
He says, well, you're 3 points short, but don't worry about it, I'll vouch for you.
让我跟教务主任谈一下。
Let me go talk to the dean of the mission.
就几天之后他就跟我打电话，他说，对不起，Michelle。
A few days later, I got a call from him.
那个教务主任非常固执。
He said, I'm so sorry.
他说
The dean is so stubborn.
他说这个是给每一个入学学生的基本的一个要求。
He said, the qualifying criteria is the same for all students.
所以没有人可以特准。
And no one can get special treatment.
等于就是碰了一个软钉子就办不成。
In other words, my plea was declined.
那在那个同时呢，我的身体出了一点状况。
In the meanwhile, I had a checkup and found out that I had a certain problem physically.
就是我身上发现有一个肿瘤。
I had a cyst in my body.
然后因此那个时候要切片看是什么状况。
And they decided they are going to perform a biopsy on me.
那个时候我才19岁。
I was only 19.
对我来说，这些都是不能想象的一些的变化。
All this were just like unforeseeable changes that suddenly occurred.
就好像我从以前那个无事不亨通家境环境很优裕，身体很强壮的一个状况呢，转入到一个情形呢，是花钱要很小心，经济压力很大，身体也不如以前，现在连学校都没得念的状况。
My world that used to be a very affluent and healthy and everything was going very successfully suddenly was turned upside down into a world where I have to count every penny and my health is not even doing well.
所以那时候心情是很不好的。
So I was quite depressed.
那时候出国大概三个月了。
That was about 3 months after I came here.
就有一天的傍晚呢，我的大姐打电话来给我们三个。
One night, Joy called and spoke to the three of us.
她就说，明天是主日，你们要不要来我们教会聚会？
And she said, tomorrow is Sunday, would you please come to church with me?
那个时候我想说，哎，生活是够郁闷了，去看看中国人也好。
And I thought at that time, gosh, life is so miserable. Well, might as well go see some Chinese people.
你不晓得我那时候多想家。
You have no idea how homesick I was.
在外面这么不顺利，真想回去。
Because nothing was going my way, and I really wanted to go home.
所以当他说去教会，我实在是没有想到别的，是想要去看看我们的同胞也好。
So when Joy said, "Well, go to church," I thought, "Well, it's better than not seeing some Chinese faces." So I went.
所以第二天早晨就带着这样的动机，我来到了神的家。
So with that motive, I stepped into the house of God.
所以朋友们，我们带什么动机来没关系的。
That's why I want to tell you, I don't care why you are here today, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter.
因为神向着我们只有一个动机。
God loves you, and he has only one purpose for you.
就是他要爱你。
And that is to let you know he loves you.
那天我们到的时候，聚会已经开始了。
So when I arrived, the meeting already started.
大家正在唱诗歌。
And people were singing hymns.
那我呢跟我母亲三个人走进去，也没有人除了招待带我们坐下，也没有人跟我们打招呼。
The three of us were ushered in.
但是我告诉你，当我一走进教堂的时候，
But I tell you this, the moment I set foot in that church,
我感觉到一个很温暖的力量在那个里面。
Suddenly I felt this warmth.
我觉得有一个力量那么温暖，好像把我们三个人怀抱着。
I felt that I was encompassed by a very warm power.
一直到我们走到我们的位置坐下来。
By the time we were seated,
还是那么的温馨。
That warmth was still cradling up.
那时候我不知道那是神的同在，是神自己。
I did not understand that was the presence of God. It was God himself.
那大家在唱那首诗歌，那个诗歌不像今天早晨的诗歌是容易明白的。
They were singing a hymn that by no means I could understand what that is about.
那天唱的是美丽西安，我闻圣城，万般荣耀难尽数。有言必应，有许必应，有言必见，有许必应。永选你做他居所。
The thing goes like, glorious Zion, my city of God. About you, there's nothing that's beyond description, and the God Himself has promised everything, and He will make you His own abode.
那我哪里明白这诗歌的意思呢？
I have no clue what glorious Zion is about.
但是那个是神向着所有的人荣耀的心意的。
But that really was a glorious purpose God had for all human beings.
那我就一面唱，就一面觉得受感动，就一直流泪。
So even though I didn't understand the meaning, as I was singing along, I was moved to tears.
哦，我就四下看看，到底是怎么回事。
So I looked around.
我看到我的妈妈，我的妹妹都一起在流泪。
I saw my mom, my sister were all crying as well.
那我想，那这不是我个人的问题。
So I thought, oh, it's not me that I somehow was a lunatic.
我们都一起经历了一个看不见的力量，让我们受感动。
We were all touched by this unspeakable power.
那当那个讲员讲到的时候，他讲到神永远的荣耀和旨意。
And the speaker was talking about a glorious purpose of God.
这个是我从来不知道的。
Was something I never thought about.
我从来我知道我是个罪人。
I know that I am a sinner.
我知道我需要救恩。
I know I need salvation.
但是我从来不明白我们的罪有这么深。
But I never felt that my sin were that bad.
朋友们，不要觉得我们没有罪，我们都有罪的。
Dear friends, don't you think that you were sinless?
我们不是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
None of us is holy.
我们真的扪心自问自己检查的时候。
If you examine your own heart,
我们里面有多少的恶念？
How many evil thoughts are there?
有多少的自私发出来的诡诈和谎言？
How selfish and deceptive we are.
有多少的污秽在我们的心中？
So many filthy thoughts.
是不能让人看见，让人知道的。
That we don't want anybody else to know.
我们这些都是因为我们是有罪的罪性里发出来的。
It's all because we inherited a sinful nature.
那神当初造我们的时候意思不是这样的。
But that wasn't how it was when God first created us.
神造的时候按照他的形象他的样式把我们造出来的。
We were all created after his image and his own likeness.
他造的时候叫你们 生养众多遍满地面管理这地。
With the purpose, he said, produce, reproduce, and cover the whole earth and rule over them.
所以神的意思叫我们跟我们的子子孙孙都享受他所创造的万有和他自己。
God wanted us to enjoy of everything he has created for us.
但是我们犯罪了。
And yet we sinned.
我们从他的当初的荣耀旨意里堕落了。
So we have fallen from his glorious purpose.
而且圣经上说我们人人都有一死的。
The Bible says that it is destined for all of us to die.
死后且有审判。
And judgment.
那一天我们要站在神的面前为着我们的一生的所思所作所为交账。
One day we shall all stand before this Almighty God and give account for everything we have done in our life.
我相信没有一个人能够站在神面前说我没有罪的。
None of us could ever say I have no sin.
因此每一个人都要为自己的罪付代价。
And all of us have to pay a consequence for our sin.
而神讲得很清楚，罪的代价就是死。
God told us the wage of sin is death.
这个死不是肉身的死亡，而是灵魂永远的灭亡。
He wasn't referring to a physical death, but it was a spiritual death that will lead us to permanent destruction.
那是很可怕的。
It is truly dreadful.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
比父母爱儿女还要甚得多。
More than your parents love you.
所以神不要我们永远灭亡。
He doesn't want us to perish.
所以神要预备一个拯救的方法。
By he prepared a way of salvation.
所以他叫他的儿子来到地上，像我们一样成为人。
He sent his one and only son to earth and become a sinner just like us.
他的名字叫主耶稣。
And he was called Jesus.
他来跟我们一样站在人的位置。
He came and stood in the position of a man.
但他心有爱，口有恩。
But filled with love. And grace.
他所到之处，他喂饱饥饿的人。
Wherever he went, he healed and he fed people.
然后他医治有疾病的人。
And healed all the broken hearts and people of their infirmities.
他开他们的瞎眼。
He opened their eyes.
他叫瘸子能够起来行走。
He caused the lame to walk.
他甚至叫死人复活。
He even raised people from the dead.
他来了就把爱的神显出来在地上。
He came and demonstrated the love of God to us.
而他没有犯过一个罪。
Except he was without sin.
他行许多的神迹，没有一件是为他自己的好处。
He performed numerous miracles for the good of others.
他最后有一个目的，就是要以他圣洁没有瑕疵的生命，成为我们代罪的羔羊。
At the end, he fulfilled his ultimate purpose, and that is to give his life, which was without sin and blemish, as a ransom for our sin.
按着我们的罪，我们都当死当灭亡的。
We deserve to die and perish because of our sin.
但是神把我们的罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
And yet God put all our sins upon Jesus.
主耶稣承担了所有。
And he bore it all.
所以圣经常说，他诚然担当我们的忧患。背负我们的痛苦。
The Bible says, indeed, he had bore our sorrows and took our infirmities.
因着他所受的鞭伤，叫我得医治。
By his wounds, we are healed.
因他受的刑罚叫我们得平安。
By his punishment we have obtained peace.
所以主耶稣为我们成为那个赎罪祭挂在十字架上。
For us Jesus bore all the sins and hung on the cross.
所以有朋友们说我们不用再死了，因为主耶稣为了我们的罪死了。
So that none of us need to die for our sins, for Jesus already paid the price.
我们只要相信说，承认说我是个罪人，我需要拯救。
All we have to do is believe and say yes I am a sinner, I need your salvation.
神我感谢你，你为我预备了救赎的恩典，我接受主耶稣为我代死的事。
Thank you God for you have prepared it for me and I accept this fact.
那我们就罪得赦免，得着拯救了。
Then our sins will be forgiven and will be saved.
当我们过了死亡的门，我们不是人死如灯灭，在死亡之后有一个无限的永远，在那个时候我们要面见神，面对他的审判。
When you pass yonder, that is not the end of you, because we all have to go face God and face our own judgment.
那一天神就要看我们在地上的日子里有没有承认我们是罪人，接受耶稣救赎的恩典。
Upon that day, God will judge you based on whether you have believed in him and received the salvation he prepared for you.
若是我们是承认并且蒙恩得救的人，
If you are saved because you confess Jesus is your Lord,
神就说进来与我进入我永远的快乐。
God will say, oh, please come in and enjoy this joy with me forever.
若是我们没有机会接受或者我们拒绝接受，
But if you had declined his salvation,
那一天神说，那你只好面对你自己罪恶的代价。
On the judgment day, you would have to pay for the price of your sin.
进入永远的灭亡。
And enter into eternal perdition.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，神爱世人。
Bible says God so loved the world.
甚至将他的爱子赐给他们。
That he gave his only son to us.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以朋友们，不小看这个救恩的伟大重要。
Do not look upon the salvation lightly.
而且不止于是这样子，神还将主耶稣从死里复活了。
Not only that, because Jesus was raised from the dead.
他现在坐在至高者宝座的右边。
He's now seated upon the right hand side of the Most High.
神赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
And God has given him the name that is above all names.
并且他自己借着圣灵现在住在我们所有相信他的人心中。
And through the Holy Spirit, he dwells within everyone who believes in him.
也把这个得胜的名赐给我们信的人。
He has given us this overcoming all victorious name.
所以我们借着他的名祷告做事都有事情会发生。
So whatever we say and pray and do in his name, something will happen.
我们成为神的儿女。
You are now children of God if you believe.
我们就与主一生同行，他保护，他带领，他引导。
And he will walk with you throughout your whole life. He will protect you, preserve you, and lead you.
所以那天当我听到讲员讲这些的时候，我真的是大大的震动。
That day, I was so greatly shaken when I heard about the message.
因为我以前只以为我这个一生就是这样子。
Because prior to that, I thought life is without a purpose.
无论我做什么，都不能回头有什么帮助了。
If there's nothing I can do to change it about my life.
过去了就过去了。
Whatever is past is past.
都在今生。
And it's all, everything is about this life.
那那一天我才知道说，原来我们与永远的神是有关系的。
And that day for the first time I realized we have something to do with an eternal God.
那我可以在今生过好像一个正常人简单人的生活，但是我可以跟永远发生关系。
Even though I might lead an ordinary life here on earth, but somehow I can make a connection with eternity.
所以我喜乐得不得了。
And I was so overjoyed.
从那天开始我就学习什么事呢，都来跟我的神沟通。
So from that day on, I learned how to talk to God every day.
因此呢，当我回到现实的生活里的时候，
So when I came back to my everyday life,
这个念书是一个问题。
You know, I was having a lot of problems about being admitted into a school.
但是呢，自从认识了神在我身上的荣耀旨意计划以后，我就说，神啊，你的意思是什么？
But since I realized God has a purpose in my life, so I began to ask him, God, what do you want to do about this?
我们是回台湾呢，我们还是留在这里学，继续学业？
Should I go back to Taiwan or do I hang in here?
那个时候呢，为了不耽误时间，所以我在学校修了一些那个 extension 的课程。
And at the time, I took some courses at the Cal State Extension School.
所以希望等到我注册成功的时候，这些学分都可以算。
Hoping that one day when I register, they will give me credit for all the courses I took.
那个时候我修的几门课有数学、有英文，还有一门课电脑。
And so I took a computer class and math and English.
我就记得我那天去上课的时候呢，就是跟主在校园里在讲这个事情。
And I remember, as I went to school that day, I was walking on campus and talking to Jesus.
很奇妙的，我从来没有听过神讲话。
Miraculously enough, you know, I never heard God talking to me before.
那可以说是我的第一次。
It was my first time.
因为我就跟神讲这个事情的时候，突然就有一个声音。
When I was conversing with God, suddenly I heard a voice.
说你到教务大楼去。
Say go to the admission hall.
那教务大楼就是管入学许可的事情的。
That building is in charge of all the admission affairs.
我想我这个三个月的英文结结巴巴进去不讲还好，我大开了口，人家绝对不收我的。
So I said to myself, you know, my broken English, I've only been here 3 months. It's better I don't show up because when they listen to me and saw me, there's no way they want to take me in.
但是那个声音的催促那么真实。
But there's this urge in me.
所以我说主啊，我现在要去上课了哈。那如果真的是你的话，我回头的时候麻烦你提醒我一下。
So I told God, I said, I gotta go to class right now, but is this really is you talking to me? Remind me when I get out of the class.
结果我呢，去上了课，下了课，真的就忘记了。
So when the class was dismissed, I forgot all about it.
那经过那个教务大楼的时候，那个声音又来了。
As I was passing by the admission hall, the voice appeared again.
说你去。
Say, go in.
我心里想，好吧，死马当活马医。
So I thought, well, what the heck? I'll just go in.
我就去了。
So I went in.
那有七层楼，我也不知道去哪一层楼。
And there were 7-story building, and I didn't know where to go.
那我只知道二楼，我就去二楼。
So somehow I went to the second floor.
然后我真的是很笨的孩子，这个电梯打开啊，朝哪一个办公室我就朝哪个办公室去。
You know, I was so dumb. So when the elevator door opened and it faced a certain office, I just walked straight into that office.
就有个秘书坐在里面，我就跟他解释我的情况。
And there was a receptionist at the door, so I told her what I was here for.
感谢主，他居然听懂我在讲什么。
For some reason, she was able to understand my pidgin English.
然后他就说，哦，你不要来这里，你到我斜对面的办公室去。
She said, okay, go across the hall, a kitty corner to that room.
结果走进去呢，那个外面那个办公室的外面是一个小间，一个秘书坐，里面一个大间，有一个男士坐在里面。
And that room has a two compartment and in front there was a secretary sitting there and behind that was a bigger office with a man sitting inside.
我就跟他再讲了一遍我的事情。
So I repeated my story.
对秘书说，哦，你等一下，他就把里面那个男士叫出来。
And she said, oh, hold on. And she went inside and asked the man to come out.
就当那个男士出来知道我的状况，他就跟那女的说，你去把他的档案调出来一下。
So the man told the secretary, go pull her file.
那他就打开来看一下，他说你现在休课啊。
And so he was reviewing and said, are you taking any classes right now?
我说对，他说你成绩出来了没有？
He said, well, do you have any reports card about your classes?
我那天早上去数学课，刚刚发了期中考的那个考卷。
It just so happened that the class I just went to, they just handed us the result for the midterm.
在美国念书的人都知道，美国大学数学是很简单的。
You know, the math here in United States is really easy.
结果呢，当然我那天发的考卷呢是满分。
And I happened to score 100% on that.
赶快拿给他看。
So I showed it to him.
他就看了半天，点点头。他说：“好，你明天下午再来。”
He took a look at it and said, "Okay, come back tomorrow afternoon."
那我回家赶快告诉我的母亲，然后说：“妈，你明天要为我祷告，看主要不要我留在这里。”
So I went home, told my mom, said, "Please, let's pray about this and let's see if God wants us to stay here."
那第二天一大早呢，我就去学校上课。
Next morning, I went to school.
结果我又去的太早。
I went too early.
结果我在校园里走的时候，神就说：“现在就去。”
I was walking about on campus, and God said, "Go there now."
我说：“主啊，我们做人要有信用。”
So I said, "Well, Lord, you know, I'm supposed to keep the appointment." He said, "Come in the afternoon."
我们就不要早上去。
Let me not go in the morning.
但是因为那个声音跟昨天真的是一模一样的。
But it was the same urge I had inside.
所以我也就后来也就顺服了，我就因为还没上课，我就去了。
I decided to obey the voice.
就跑去呢，那个秘书不在，就那个主管在里面。
And when I stepped in there, the secretary wasn't there, and only the man, the gentleman.
他一看见我，他就记起来，他说，哦，呀呀，我记得你的事情。
Upon seeing me, he said, oh yeah, I remember you.
他就把我的档案打开来，再看了一下，然后他就拿着铅笔，在我的申请书上签了一个字，写了一个日期。
And he opened up the file, and he picked up a pencil, and signed his name on my application form, and dated it.
然后他说，好，你进了。
And then he said, you're in.
我想，就这样子啊。
I said, that's it?
你用铅笔啊。
With a pencil?
人家可以擦掉了。
You can erase it later and change your mind.
那但是呢他说你进了，那我当然录取了，我当然高兴不得，赶快跑出来打电话给我妈妈讲。
I was so happy that I got admitted, so I called my mom.
就跑到电梯门口，突然想说不对啊，他是谁啊？
So I was approaching the elevator, I started to think aboutWho is he?
就我又赶快跑回那个办公室外面看一下那个招牌。
So I went back to the office and looked at the sign that's posted at the door.
就我一看是 Dean of Admission.
And 发现是原来就是录取处的处长。
我想早看到这个牌子我打死也不会进去了。
I thought, darn, if I knew that's what that was about, I would not have the nerve to walk in.
但是呢感谢主我就这样顺利的进入学校。
But how amazingly God somehow got me admitted into the school.
你知道主的恩典是怎么样？以前呢，我以为人生的意义就在乎每一件事做成功。
You know, I used to think the meaning of life is in being successful in everything you do.
神很幽默，他就说好，那我就什么都给你。
And God has such a wonderful sense of humor because He gave me everything I wanted.
叫你一无缺乏，事事成功。
And I lack nothing.
但是呢，你却不能满足。
But you will not find satisfaction within.
但是我把我自己给你之后。
But on the contrary, after I give you myself,
我把你所有的都挪走
I can take away everything outside.
你却不觉得缺乏虚空
And you will find out you still lack nothing.
这真的是在我那个主日遇见主之后很深的感觉
Indeed, that's how I was convinced after I went to church that Sunday.
生活的压力依然存在
Even though there were all kinds of problems and pressures around me.
但是呢，我们有主里面说不出的安然
But because Jesus lives within, I feel so much at rest.
在所有的环境里，我知道他是我的主，负我的责任。
In whatever circumstances, I know He is my Lord, and He will take good care of me.
所以我就不要为自己忧虑，就专心倚靠他。
And I need to worry for nothing except to trust in Him.
当我这样认识他之后，他就把我的难处一点一点的挪走了。
After I realized that, little by little, He took away every problem I had.
很快我们冰淇淋店也卖掉了
For instance, we sold our ice cream business.
我们搬到离教会很近的城市去居住
And we moved into a city next to the church we were going to.
我的身体检查也无大碍也解决了
And the cyst that I had in my body was a benign, so there was no problem.
那我们就开始在生活中与主同行
And we begin to practice walking with God in everyday life.
但是经历了许多的神迹奇事恩典
So many miracles and wonders and grace.
从我母亲的身上，从我母亲的身上，从我父亲的身上，我们都看到我们全家蒙很大的恩典。
And I truly realized that we have been greatly blessed from what's happening in my mom's life and my dad's life.
我母亲是一生三次癌症，后面两次都是神医，就是她得到拯救。
In my mother's life, she had been diagnosed with cancer 3 times, and the last 2 times, she was miraculously healed through prayer.
对，我想我们弟兄姊妹都很认识我的母亲，所以我在这里不再多说。
A lot of you know about my mother, so I will not expound about her experience.
在我父亲的身上，我们也看见神的儿女他所当有的恩典和荣耀。
In my father's life, we also witnessed the glory of being a child of God.
你知道我父亲一生是也是事业非常成功的人。
You know, my father is a very successful man.
他的前半生的事业，他是大学的研究所的教授。
In the first half of his life, he was first a professor in a college.
他可以说是桃李满天下。
He has numerous students.
无论在台湾在这里我都常在商业界遇到他的学生。
Wherever I go in the field of business, a lot of them were all his students.
很多都是非常杰出成功的企业主管。
A lot of them later on has held very prominent positions in the society.
那人是言而优则导，他是学而优则仕。
And so because he was such a good professor, later on he moved into a different field.
当他事业的后半生呢，政府请他去担任一个最大的供应事业的董事长。
In the second half of his life, he was hired by the government to be the president of the biggest public-owned company in the country.
那这个企业底下，关系企业达到将近100家。
Underneath him, there were 100 different enterprise companies.
我父亲的能力很强呢，在短短几年之内呢，叫那个整个的营业呢，从亏转盈。
He's an extremely capable man. In a few years, he turned everything to be on an upswing.
我记得我回去的时候，有一年他说他们有一个子公司，那一年这么成功，发了70个月的奖金。
And I remember one time I went back to visit him. He said one of the company he was in charge of was so doing so well that they gave a bonus of a 70-month salary.
所以我知道我父亲的事业很成功。
And that was how capable he was.
而他在财经界他们称他英大佬。
In the business and finance industry, he was called the number one guru.
那他自奉简约。
And yet he left a very frugal and thrifty life.
我们离家二十几年，我每一年回去，我们的家还是所有都是旧的家具。
And I remember, every year when we went back to visit him, the furnishings at our home is still the same old ones. He never replaced them.
都是我们小时候的家具。
The same old things we used to have when we were children.
他上班的时候，那个微波炉、烤箱的插头都拔掉的。
Even when he goes to work, he would unplug the microwave.
连那个洗澡用的热水器都是关掉的。
And the water heater.
那每天回家之后，他开之后，半小时之后我们才有热水。
And so every day, after he came home, we have to plug it in and wait for half an hour before we can have a first drop of hot water.
我们家里有管家，他出入有司机，他办公室有秘书。
All his life, we had a maid at home, he had a chauffeur, just for himself, he had a secretary that does everything he orders.
他是什么都有，什么都能办得到的。
He has so much power, he could have anything done according to his will.
甚至十年前，当他被肝癌侵袭的时候，他都克服了。
10 years ago, he was attacked by liver cancer, and he survived that.
在他好像没有什么办不成的。
It seems like everything was going his way.
所以他一直工作，一直到75岁才要退休。
And he was planning on working until 75 and then resign.
三年前就是他75岁的那一年。
3 years ago, when he just turned 75.
他还有满腔的计划，退休之后要做什么。
He had made so many wonderful plans what he was going to do after he retired.
在当年的四月他就住院了。
During April of that year, he was hospitalized suddenly.
那他住院之后呢，他还不放弃，还是一直想要回去上班。
But he did not give up hope. He kept thinking about what he's going to do after he go back to work.
那我们都知道他大概按照他末期胰脏癌的情形可能只有4到8个月。
He was not aware that he's been diagnosed with terminal pancreatic cancer and survival time expectancy is about 4 to 8 months.
那因为他剩下日子实在不多，所以我们几个在海外的儿女呢，就我们轮流一定飞回去，让他身边呢一定有孩子在身边。
Because his days were numbered, so all of us children who are in the United States all took turn to fly back to Taiwan and to be by his side.
那每一个轮到在台湾服侍爸爸的人，就要负责向海外的人报告爸爸的情形。
And whoever is taking care of him in Taiwan will report to everybody else who is in the States.
我就记得当我三姐在台湾的时候，传来一个消息。
I remember one of my sisters at the time called us and said.
她说爸爸的情形很不好。
Dad is not doing well.
他一天比一天瘦，一天比一天弱。
He's getting more and more emaciated and weaker.
他知道这一次恐怕是战胜不了。
He thought that perhaps he won't be able to beat it this time.
所以他非常的沮丧。
And so he was very depressed.
好像一个人正在场上晒得正高兴的时候，你把他叫下来。
And it's like somebody who was in the heat of a game was suddenly called off and asked to sit on the bench.
他非常的不能接受这件事情。
And he had the hardest time accepting that.
所以从前那个自信满满、身体强壮的父亲
，The man who was once so confident and conceited，
现在成为一个瘦削、沉默、沮丧的老人，坐在轮椅的里面
，Suddenly became a very forlorn and distraught old man sitting in a wheelchair，
好像一点盼望都没有。
Without hope.
当我们听到这个消息的时候，我们做儿女的心里很痛。
And our hearts were deeply saddened when we heard about this news.
我还记得那一天正好我去教会的英文组的祷告聚会。
I remember that night I was going to a prayer meeting.
通常呢，我是带那个聚会的。
I used to lead that meeting.
但是那天我实在太沉重，我坐下来一句话都说不出来。
But because I was feeling so bogged down, I was speechless.
我一闭上眼睛，眼泪就不能止住的流下来。
And tears keep streaming down my face when I close my eyes.
因为我为着我的父亲他的沮丧感到很沉重。
Because I felt what my dad was feeling in his heart.
因为我知道我们是有盼望的人，我们不是没有盼望的人。
I know we're people with hope. We're not hopeless.
但是我不知道怎么样让他看见这件事。
But I didn't know what I could do to help him see that.
所以我就祷告，我们就一起祷告。
So we prayed in church.
我们说主啊，你让他知道他是有荣耀盼望的人。
And I said, Lord, please help him know that he has a glorious hope.
今生会结束，但是永远是无限荣耀展开的。
Even though this life might end, but there is eternity, endless and glorious awaits him.
因此，当我们一起祷告的时候，突然之间
So So as we were praying, suddenly,
你知道我们只是七八个英文组的孩子跟我在那里祷告。
You know, it was just about seven or eight little young children with me praying.
当我们祷告的时候，突然一下，神的荣耀降临在我们当中。
Suddenly, the glory of God appeared.
我不能描述，我们眼睛都是闭的，但是你会觉得一个火一样的荣耀充满在我们的那个圈圈的里面。
This indescribable glory suddenly encircled us.
让我们在里面得到很大的释放和安慰。
And we felt such liberty and comfort with
it. 好像我们知道神听见了这个祷告。
We know our prayer was answered.
神会做奇妙的事。
And he will do wonderful things.
那时候我还以为我爸爸会得医治。
So I thought maybe my dad will be healed.
因为我母亲一再得到神的医治。
Because my mom had been repeatedly healed by God.
但无论是什么，我知道这件事我不用再担心了。
But nevertheless, I know I don't need to worry about that anymore.
连回家的路上，我的女儿都跟我说。
So on the way home, my daughter said,
她说妈妈，我觉得我这个手在祷告的时候，如果手往前一摸，我就会摸到神的宝座。
I felt when we were praying, if I only stretch out my hand, I would be able to touch God's throne.
神的同在那么真实的在我们这个小圈圈的里面。
His presence was so real.
因此呢，后来八月的时候，父亲是八月十二号过去的。
On August 12th, my dad passed away.
我们所有人都在八月初赶回去，想给他过一个最后的父亲节。
All of us went home in the hope of celebrating August 8th, the Father's Day in Taiwan with him.
我还记得那天晚上大家都回去了，我跟二姐还有那个看护，我们轮流，我们是轮流留守在医院里。
And we were all taking turns watch at night by my bed.
晚上十一点多。那时候晚上十一点多
，at about 11 p.m.
我妹妹走之前亲了我爸爸手一下，结果因为我父亲的肌肉整个都消失了哈，所以一弄了他就痛得不得了。
And before my sister left his room, she kissed him goodnight on his hand. But because he no longer have any more flesh on his body, so the little gentle touch of a kiss hurt him tremendously.
他就很痛苦的样子，很生气的样子。
And so he frowned and it showed great discomfort.
那妹妹就赶快走了。
So my sister left.
那他还一直皱着眉头。
And he never, he kept his frown throughout the whole time.
我和二姐站在他的床边。
And me and another sister were standing by his bedside.
啊，突然之间我们就看到爸爸。
And suddenly,
他有很奇特的表现。
Something strange happened.
因为他突然把眼睛打开。
He opened up his eyes,
然后他看着空中,
and he was staring into the air.
他就笑起来,
and a beautiful, innocent smile broke out on his face.
那个笑是那样的天真无邪, 就像一个婴孩一样。
It was so carefree, like that of a baby.
你知道我父亲奋斗一生, 他很少能够那样无忧无虑的笑。
You know, my dad struggled and thrived hard throughout his life. We hardly ever see a carefree smile on his face.
那天他就一直盯着空中看，然后笑得从心的里面发出笑来。
Yet at that moment, something was just like surfing from within. He had this beautiful, innocent, carefree smile.
那我和二姐在旁边就觉得很奇怪。
And my sister and I were greatly marveled.
我们是猜他看到一个我们看不见的东西。
We saw that he saw something invisible.
但是我们还是忍不住就在旁边一直叫他。
So we kept saying, Dad, Dad.
叫他说爸爸爸爸。
Daddy.
他你看见什么了
？What did you see？
他都不理我们。
He did not even answer。
他好像完全在另外一个境界里面。
It's like he was in a different world.
然后等到过一会儿，他回到现实中来。
Later on, as he came to reality，
我们就说：“爸爸，你刚才看见什么
？”So we said, Dad, what did you see？
他也不回答我们。
He did not answer us。
但是从那天晚上开始
，But from that night on，
我们觉得他平和很多。
He found such peace。
他本来是很沮丧，脾气很不好。
He used to be so depressed and easily irritated.
但那天晚上之后呢，他有一个转变。
Yet a sudden change took place after that.
他好像看到一个未来，让他的心得到安慰。
Somehow he saw something into a different world, and that has greatly comforted him.
他当时还说了一句话。
And he said to us,
因为他肌肉都没有了，所以讲话不是很容易明白哈。
Because he lost all his flesh, and it's very hard to understand what he's trying to verbalize.
他的意思好像说你们先去。
We heard him saying something like, "Okay, you guys go first."
我就来。
I will be right after.
好像是这个意思。
You know, something in the likelihood of that.
那到第二天的下午，
the next afternoon.
当我其他的兄弟姊妹和母亲也来到床边的时候，
when some other family members arrived.
同样的情形又发生了。
It happened again.
我们就拼命叫妈妈姐姐们看，我们昨天晚上看见爸爸就这个样子。
So we all gathered around him to look at what appeared the night before.
他完全没有感觉到我们的存在。
And he was so oblivious to the presence of all of us.
那他就是那么喜乐的笑出来。
He was just overjoyed.
那这个时候的住房的大夫来看巡房。
And the doctor that was in charge, a primary physician, came and visited him.
我父亲对什么人都没好脸色，但是他对大夫是非常好的。
He is somebody my dad really looked up to and always paid full attention.
因为他生命所这个大夫就是他的救命恩人。
Because his life is in his hand.
所以他一定会礼遇大夫，一定不管怎么样都会招呼的。
He was always very politely greeting him.
但当我们告诉他爸爸某某大夫来了。
So when we said, Daddy, Dr. So-and-so is here,
他完全也没有反应。
He did not even bother to look at
him. 他还是微笑看着空中。
He was still staring into the air with an innocent, carefree smile.
因为他认识到他救命的恩人不再是地上的医生。
It's like he came to the realization that the one who can save him is not someone on earth, but it's somebody that's beyond that.
几天之后，我父亲真的在儿女的围绕，在诗歌的里面平安的被主接回家去了。
A few nights later, my dad went to be with the Lord in the loving arms and prayers and singings of his whole family.
当我父亲的遗体移到太平间之后
，when they moved his body into the morgue，
那个照顾他的看护突然告诉我们了一件事。
The special nurse that we hired told us something.
她是一个不信主的人。
She was not a Christian.
她是一个寡妇，做了多年的看护。
But a widow who has been practicing special caring for terminal patients for many, many years.
她说我是一个900度的大近视眼。
She said, you know, I'm nearsighted. I'm deeply nearsighted.
当我眼镜拿下来的时候，我基本上是个瞎子。
Usually when I take off my glasses, I cannot see much.
她说那天晚上他说两三天晚上我服侍你父亲睡觉之后关灯他就睡在他旁边。
And she said that two, three nights ago, after I put your dad in bed, I turned off the light and I was laying next to him.
我把眼镜拿下来。
As I removed my glasses.
他说突然之间。
Suddenly.
他说在黑暗的房子里那个从门缝底下有两道光进来。
Two rays of great light seeped in from underneath the door.
他说那个光啊那样的温暖。
It was so warm.
叫我一点都不害怕。
That I wasn't afraid of it.
他说因为你们白天常被爸爸唱诗祷告。
She said, I have seen you guys singing and praying for your father throughout the day.
他说所以我立刻就知道这个是你们的神。
So I thought, this is your God coming.
他说我自己服侍我的先生跟姐夫过去的。
He said, I've seen my own husband and my brother-in-law passed away.
当死神来接他们的时候
When death arrived at their door.
他说是叫人毛骨悚然。
It brings chills to your bone and make all the hairs on your back stand up.
他说但是你们的神不一样。
But your God is so different.
你们的神那样的温暖。
He is so warm.
叫人好舒服。
And it soothes deep within my heart.
他说我知道很快你父亲就要走。
So I knew at that time that your dad is about to go.
果然我父亲在两天之内就过去了。
Shortly, two days after that, my dad passed away.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friend,
我们一生做很多的决定。
Through our lifetime, we oftentimes had to make a decision.
但是当我们经过死亡面对神的时候
When you pass through death and you go face to face with God,
有一个重要的决定是我们今天在地上就要决定的。
And that one single future is determined upon the decision you make on earth.
这个决定会决定我们将来是在永远神的荣耀同在里，还是在永远的地狱灭亡里。
A decision that you make today will lead you either to eternal salvation or eternal destruction in hell.
神爱我们，他不要我们灭亡。
God loves you and he does not desire for you to perish.
他愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
He wants all to be saved and none perish.
若是你还没有机会接受耶稣基督的救恩。
If you had not had an opportunity to receive Jesus before.
亲爱的朋友，今天就是你的机会。
My dear friend, this is your moment.
我们都很高兴跟你分享这个机会。
Gladly, I want to share this good news with you.
你可以有神的爱。
You can from now on have the abiding love of God.
你可以有神的拯救。
And his salvation.
你可以有神的同行。
His daily walk with you.
你可以经过死亡的门得着永远的荣耀。
When you pass through death, you are entering into eternal glory.
这个好消息是我们要与您分享。
This is the good news I want to share with you today.
我们也愿意你得着这个。
How I wish you can have him.
我的见证就做到这里。
And this concludes my testimony.
感谢我们姊妹所分享的见证。
Thank you for the testimony.
我们也感谢神，让我们认识他父亲在最后一段时间所有的经过。
We thank God for what my father-in-law had experienced during his last days.
地上一切不过是短暂的。
Everything about this earth is but temporal.
但是神要我们得着那永远的。
But God has something eternal for you.
地上的事情不过是必朽坏的。
Everything on this earth is corruptible.
神要我们得着那不朽坏的。
But God has prepared something incorruptible for you.
今天我们没有时间，很多时间来分享信息。
Today I might not have much time to preach a sermon to you.
我想我们下礼拜继续的传福音的信息。
But next week I will continue with this message.
那说来和大家读几处的圣经。
I do want to share a few verses with you.
在我们节目单上面。
It's printed on your program.
我们读一下彼得前书第二章第二十四节和二十五节。
If you will please read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
请我们一起来读。
He himself.
他被挂在木头上。亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。神看我们都如羊走迷。
We were all like sheep going astray.
好像人生找不到方向。
In life, we had no purpose and aim.
活着不知道意义在哪里。
Living without a meaning.
他这边讲说，他亲被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
The Bible tells us that he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree.
神自己为我们来到地上。
God himself came to earth for our sake.
神的儿子耶稣基督为我们挂在木头上。
His son Jesus Christ hung himself on the tree for us.
凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
You know, only those who are cursed is hung on the tree.
我们所有人类的罪必须挂在他的身上。
All our sins he bore.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
In his own body, he himself.
这位神他不是打发谁来做这件事情。
God did not send some lowly servant to come out and take care of this business.
他不是讲一句话就吩咐就了事了。
Or he just spoke to somebody and said, you do that.
他亲身担当了我们的罪。
But he himself, in his body, bore our sins.
是这位完全圣洁的神，他亲身担当了我们的罪。
Holy God himself, he bore the sins of you and me.
他说使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
So that we may die to sin and live for righteousness.
原本我们是在罪中死的。
We used to be dead in sin.
但他这边告诉我们说，我们在罪上死，我们可以在义上活。
But he tells us now we can die to sin and live for righteousness.
哈利路亚，亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
我们的神他怎么样来拯救了 Michelle?
Just as how God saved Michelle.
他怎么样是他父亲的神。
And how he was the God of her father.
带他进到永远的里面。
How he personally led him into eternity.
今天这位神他仍然在寻找你。
The same God is looking for you today.
他仍然向你说话。
And he's speaking to your heart.
仍然向你呼召。
He's calling out to you.
叫我们真的是经过这短暂的，我们进入那永远。
So that we can pass through what is temporal but enter into what is eternal.
叫我们真正认识了人生的目的和意义是什么。
So you can come to the realization of the true meaning and purpose of life.
我相信今天你来到这里绝对不是偶然的。
You did not come here by coincidence.
真的，神从创世以前在基督里就拣选我们。
Before the foundation of this world, he has chosen you in Christ Jesus.
也许你不知道在这一生的当中，神已经做了多少的工作在你身上。
Maybe you were not aware of all the wonderful work that he had performed throughout your life.
我们的神他在那一天在十架已经为你付了一切的代价。
That day on the cross, God had paid it all for you.
这么长的日子他一直在那里等候。
And throughout your life, he's been there waiting.
等候 等候你来接受这个救恩。
Waiting for you come to the moment to receive them.
等候欢迎你回到神的家。
Waiting for you to come back home.
原本好像如羊走迷一样。
Yes, you were like a sheep that had gone astray.
我们的神一直等候要把你带回到羊圈里面。
And God is here waiting for you to bring you back to his sheepfold.
我们最后来读一下罗马书第十章。
Lastly, read Romans 10:9-10.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。我们用我们的口来承认耶稣基督他是主。
All you have to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
等一下我们一起祷告。
Later on we will pray.
你可以从你的心里说主耶稣。
Just say it from your heart, Jesus.
我们承认他是主。
I confess you're my Lord.
我们心里相信
I believe in my heart
神已经叫他从死里复活了
That God raised you from the dead
他不单为我们死
Not only he died for us
他不单为我们埋葬
Not only he was buried for us
他还从死里面复活了
But he rose again for us
叫我们能够那么的清楚那么的有把握
So that you can be clearly convinced
主耶稣他所付的代价已经满足了父神所有公义的要求
That the price he paid on the cross has satisfied God's requirement for righteousness
这是我们的信心
This is the faith that we must have.
亲爱的朋友，我们就凭着信，就是接受这位耶稣基督做你的救主。
Receive him by faith to be your personal savior.
其实得救就是这么简单。
It is as simple as that.
我们一相信，一接受，一承认，我们就得着了。
All you have to do is believe, receive him, and you'll have him.
不管过去我们的光景是怎么样。
Irregardless of your conditions in the past.
他赦免我们一切的罪
He forgives you of all your sins
他洗净我们一切的不义
He'll cleanse you from all your iniquities
所有的救恩今天都可以临到我们的身上
All the riches of salvation is yours to have today、
哦、因为神何等的爱我们
That's because he loves you so
他要让我们认识他就是我们人生的意义
He wants you to know he is the meaning of your life
他就是我们人生的目的
He is the purpose of your life
让我们里面充满了喜乐
So that you can be filled with joy
过去所有不能满足的有了耶稣你就得着了满足
All the things that could not satisfy you in the past Today you will be filled
好吧我们在主面前一起有一点的祷告
Let's bow and pray
今天在我们当中的朋友
If there is anyone among us today
主正在呼召你
That Jesus is calling you in your heart
主正在等候要把这个救恩来赐给你
He's here waiting for you to hand you his abundant salvation
如果你愿意接受他
If you are willing to receive him
相信他成为你的救主
Just believe that he is your savior
好不好你可以把手举起来
raise your hand
就在这个时刻
at this very moment
就这么简单
simple as that
说出耶稣我要
just say I want you
好不好请你把手举起来
be bold and raise your hand
谢主、
yes. praise the Lord we saw your hand
我们在主的面前我们一起有一点的祷告
let us pray together
请我祷告一句请你跟着祷告一句
repeat after me
主耶稣
Lord Jesus
我愿意相信你
I believe in you
接受你成为我的救主
I receive you to be my savior
我心里相信
I believe in my heart
神已经叫你从死里复活
That God raised you from the dead
我口里承认
And I confess with my mouth
耶稣基督是主
You are my Lord
唯有你是我的主
Yes, you are my Lord
你是我生命的意义
You are the meaning of my life
你是我生活的目的
You are the purpose of my being
主我感谢你
I thank you
如今我是你的儿女
I am now your child
你保守我
Keep me
一生来跟随你
Throughout my life to follow you
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus
Amen,
Amen.
请我们再来唱这首诗歌主爱滋润我心
Let's please sing again The song that God's love refreshes my heart
当我们唱的时候每一位愿意让主爱来滋润你心的我们可以站起来唱
You may rise and sing if you want to have Jesus' love in your heart
主的爱何等的甘甜
How sweet is His love?
滋润我们的心田。
That can refresh your heart.
使我甘心跟随他的引导。
So that willingly you will follow Him.
在十字架的路上奔跑。
And keep on running on this way of cross.
我曾经追求世界的欢乐，希望能够得到满足。那一天，当我遇见耶稣，我发现自己的虚空，感触的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心他的道，
在十字架的路上奔跑，
我前面
道路
有耶稣陪伴，心中常有喜乐平安，生活中即使遇见困难，主耶稣赐给我力量，但主的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心跟随他的引导，在十字架的路上奔跑。 我把副歌再唱。满足
的爱是何等甘甜，滋润我干渴的心田，使我甘心跟随主引导，在十字架的路上奔跑。
我们在主面前再有一些的祷告。
Let's pray.